بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد من السماوات ومن الأرض ومن ما شئت من شيء بعد، والصلاة والسلام على عبدك ورسولك محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my honor once again to welcome you to another episode in our series of Duas to Power Your Day. And we are reflecting on Al Asmaul Husna, the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we hope to reflect on four of the most beautiful names of Allah, namely Al-Mu'izz, the honorer, Al-Mudhil, the dishonorer, Al-Sami', the all-hearing, Al-Basir, the all-seeing. Al-Mu'izz and Mudhil are contrasting names. As we mentioned, these names, you have to utter them, meditate on them together, because one is reflecting one aspect and the other is reflecting a reflection of the complementary aspects. So they are together, they go together. Al-Mu'izz and Mudhil are contrasting names. They denote Allah's power over honoring and dishonoring His creatures. We often get upset over the sad state of the tyrants playing gods and oppressing the righteous people. While striving hard to fight oppression, you know, we must never think that Allah wants us to resign to our fate. We must strive to change, fight oppression by preaching against it, by doing everything we can to remove oppression and injustice in the world. But we must also trust in Allah's power over the tyrants, as He can reverse and bring them down. Allah can topple them all. Allah can destroy them. Allah can defeat them. So these names ought to remind us not to confuse the worldly scales with the ultimate values in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't get carried when you see the wicked raised to honor. That's not the real honor. This is a test for them, and Allah will bring them down. If the justice is not meted out to them in this world, definitely Allah will give it to them in the next world. Those who appear honored here will be despised in the next world. And the despised here who are righteous will be raised to honor there on the day of judgment. In Surah number 3, verse number 26, this is a verse we must reflect on. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, God, the sovereign Lord of all, you give power to whomever you will and remove it from whoever you will. You elevate whomever you will and humble whoever you will. All that is good lies in your hand. You have power over all things. As-Sami and Al-Basir refer to God as the hearer and seer of all things. God hears the secret whisperings of our souls, our hearts, our mouths, and sees the most subtle moments in the universe. Nothing escapes the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the watchfulness of Allah. When the Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Harun, Musa alayhi salam expressed, you know, when Allah sent Musa and his brother Harun to preach to Pharaoh, Musa alayhi salam expressed his fear of Pharaoh to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah assured him, La takhafa innani ma'akuma asma wa ara. Fear not. Do not be afraid. I am with you both, hearing and seeing everything. Allah says the same thing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't need any guard, bodyguard. I will be protecting you. After this verse was revealed, we are told Rasulullah did not have any guards to protect him. And he faced so many assassination attempts. Allah defeated all of them, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam miraculously escaped them all. So do not be afraid, I am with you, hearing and seeing everything. Our share in these names, let us see what is our share. Number one, we must never be deceived by seeing the honor and the power bestowed on tyrants here, the wicked people here. They are being tested. Instead of getting carried away by this spectacle, we ought to focus on the eternal values, which are ultimate destiny, on which our ultimate destiny rests on the day of reckoning, because the real honor is the one Allah raises to the honor in the next world. Since Allah hears and sees all things, we must never be afraid of anyone as long as we align our will with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the prophets, including Musa, Isa, and Yusuf, Ibrahim, and every one of them. And finally, we must console ourselves by trusting that the final outcome is good only for the muttaqeen, those who are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Almighty inspire us to meditate and reflect on the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and imbibe their lessons. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.